Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
Well, that's all you're going to hear on Friday and Saturday and Sunday night. Garth Brooks and Garth Brooks only, because he's not having any support act. And the MEAI, who represent the music and entertainment industry here in Ireland, they're not happy about this. If you're going to Garth Brooks in Croke Park over the course of the weekend, let me know today, does it bother you that there isn't going to be a support act? Like, look, it wouldn't bother me at all. I take the view that if you're paying to go to see Garth Brooks, that's who you're going to see. But, like, are you put out about the fact that there's no support act at the gig? Give us a call today, 1800 453 106. Matt McGranahan is the spokesperson for the Music and Entertainment Association of Ireland, and he's on the line. Matt, you're not happy about this?
Andrea, how I think it's an incredible opportunity, a missed opportunity. I mean, Garth Brooks coming this weekend. It's one of the biggest events happening in the country this year. It's amazing to have him back, you know, after what happened so many years ago and the failed concerts, 5 nights, 400,000 people. You know, the spotlight of the I suppose the world is really on Ireland this weekend. To have 5 nights hasn't happened in his tours in America. And so there's a huge focus in America on Ireland this weekend, and internationally as well. I just feel that it's a missed opportunity, that it would have been an incredible opportunity to have some Irish acts playing support, you know, for a while beforehand to 80,000 people each night. Mm. The industry's had a devastating couple of years. Just would have been a fantastic way to really support it. And it would be fantastic if it could be achieved even between now and then.
Is it common not to have a support act, Matt?
I don't think so. I think it's more common to have support acts. And if you look at any of the arena tours or stadium tours this year, you know, there've been support acts. And as well as that, you know, you'll often see international acts being support acts and breaking new ground, but you'll also see homegrown Irish acts as well getting their place. And it's just such an incredible opportunity for homegrown acts and Irish acts to get that opportunity to play to new audiences.
No, absolutely. I mean, look, I take your point. It would be a fantastic opportunity for somebody. But are you not, like, either way, you're always going to be putting somebody out, because not everybody can get up and be the support act.
No, that's true. But I mean, you know, this industry, the music industry, and even Garth Brooks' documentary, he noted himself, the documentary on Netflix, that, you know, his big break really came by being in the right place at the right time in front of the right person when he got signed to Capitol Records. And for someone else, that could be the opportunity of a lifetime, you know, to stand in front of that new audience and playing support to Garth Brooks or any international act. I think it would be a wonderful thing. Other countries in the world, you know, have this kind of expectation for any international or touring acts coming into the country, that there's a benefit for employment for within the music industry, and that there are opportunities given to the indigenous domestic industry of that particular country. And I think it would be wonderful if our government could maybe offer some type of incentive to international acts to encourage this, you know, support of our culture. You know, we're recognised the world over. 400,000 people going to see Garth Brooks, you know, that's just less than 10% of the population. You know, Irish people are 3 times more likely to go to events, live events, than our UK counterparts. And so we're recognised the world over for being great fans, for having this great cultural, this great culture that's known throughout the world. And it would be fantastic just to see that opportunity for Irish acts.
Do you mean, though, you want international acts, government to incentivise international acts to hire Irish domestic performers to be the support act?
Well, I think they should be encouraged in some way. I don't think we could have this kind of legal expectation.
No.
Like,
well, I'm just thinking, I was at Westlife 2 months ago and it was Sugar Babes were the support act.
Yeah, they also had Sully and I think there were other, they had Wild Youth in Cork as well.
They did, yeah. They did actually outside of Dublin. So, yeah, you're right.
Yeah. So there is, and, you know, Westlife are Irish, aren't we, to start with. But, you know, it's not to have every support act to be Irish. It's obviously, you couldn't put that expectation. But there are 5 nights coming up. And I think, look, you know, certainly we're not having a go at Gareth Brooks here. I mean, it's just that having Gareth Brooks come here for 5 nights is the perfect opportunity to try and raise this issue and to highlight it.
Well, let's hear what some, you know, the actual performers, the people who might benefit from this would think. And I'm really interested as well, Matt, though, in hearing from, you know, the Gareth Brooks fans who've waited so long for this coming weekend and next week as well. I mean, like, are you bothered that there's no support act? I was sort of half delighted in a way when I heard it was going to start at 7:30 in the evening, because I thought at least, you know, it's not going to go on as late as some of the other gigs. It'll actually happen. It'll start a lot earlier. But anyway, country music singer David James is on the line as well. David, do you think it's a missed opportunity?
Andrea, how are you?
Not bad.
Well, listen, I think that, you know, obviously, it would be wonderful to see somebody getting the opportunity to be on the stage. But at the same time, there's a number of different factors at play here. Like, as we know, he's filming this for Netflix, so the show's starting at 7:30, which is kind of early. So is sunlight and things like that coming into it. And they're also, within that documentary, they're going to be showcasing Ireland. They're going to be showcasing Croke Park to a global audience on Netflix. So, you know, I think that can only be a great thing. And, you know, I personally wouldn't hold it against Gareth Brooks in the slightest that he's not having any support act, because at the end of the day, people are paying 80 euros to go and see Gareth Brooks ultimately. And, you know, that's the way it is. That's the way I feel. You know, he came here in 95 before I was even born, and people are still talking about it. And here he is now, putting in 400,000 people across 5 nights, generating a huge amount of cash in Ireland, even outside of Dublin, with regards to local coach companies and local businesses, smaller businesses from all around Ireland. So I personally wouldn't hold it against them in the slightest. I wouldn't feel hard done by. Anyone who feels hard done by not to get a gig in Croke Park is, you know, I think that's pretty naive. But, you know, I think he's done great stuff for Ireland, and what he's doing now coming for 5 nights, I think that's great too.
Aoife Doyle is on the line as well, David. Aoife, like, do you feel it's a missed opportunity to get to perform in front of thousands in Croke Park?
Hiya.
How are you?
Thanks. I think it's a missed opportunity for sure for an artist. I actually wouldn't probably be the right artist to support Gareth Brooks, because I'm not a country music artist or even a folk music artist. My area of music is more jazz and blues. But I suppose, like, when I was talking to your producer there, they were asking me, you know, what does it mean to support a big act as an artist? So it's an opportunity, I suppose, to reach an audience quite quickly, a large audience quite quickly, which can be very difficult to do when you're just out there doing your own gigs all the time. So for the right artist, it would be a great opportunity to support Gareth Brooks, I think, or any artist of that calibre. I mean, incredible opportunity for sure. And I think just given the fallout of the last few years, it's difficult at the moment for live performers to get audiences to their own gigs. You know, it's not what it was pre-COVID. Venues are struggling to get people to come to gigs. You know, the cost of living, lots of different things. So it's different. So I think, it would be an incredible opportunity for the right artist is my thoughts on it. I don't think I'd be the right artist, to be honest. But as an artist,
David, just on that point, because
what David was saying about holding things against people, like, you know, like, it doesn't come down to that.
I'm just going to reconnect you to there, Aoife. David, just on that point, you know, you are a country music singer. You're starting out. You're in the same field, you know, as Gareth Brooks. Like, what would it mean to you to get the call up to do something like this?
Well, it would be unbelievable to get the opportunity to perform along with the likes of Gareth Brooks or before him in Croke Park. You know, that's an opportunity that you would never, ever get again in your lifetime. And as she was quite rightly saying there, it would be the chance to get in front of a huge audience, a new audience that perhaps would never have seen you. So, I mean, in its essence, it would be unbelievable, and it could potentially be life-changing to get a call like that.
You know, Matt, that's the thing, like, because I know from Bundoran in Donegal, there is such a thriving country music scene, and not just in Donegal, but right across the length and breadth of Ireland. Like, we probably have a lot of people, and I'm thinking of the likes of Lisa McHugh and Cleona Hagen and loads of other people like this, who I'm sure would be only dying to get on stage pre-Garth Brooks.
Yeah, look, Andrea, there is that, and I think the majority or the biggest percentage of tickets were sold in, say, Monaghan, Tyrone and things like that, based on evidence yesterday. And let's not forget, you know, that because of mass immigration, you know, a few hundred years ago, Irish music, Celtic music, Scottish music is the bedrock of where country music came from as well. Obviously mixed with some other musics in America, but, you know, the genesis really of country music comes from a lot of Irish music. And the argument for having that type of support act, you know, it's not going to really affect the running order of the show. The show could still start at 7:30. Could be a support act there while people are gathering. My understanding is that the gates open at 5 o'clock. You know, there could be a support act on from 6 to 6:30, 6 to 6:45. It's 30 minutes or three quarters of an hour. The careers can be made from support acts, and this has happened with lots of other Irish acts and lots of other international acts where they have been had that opportunity to perform in front of huge international superstars and at huge events like this, and careers can be made. And as David says, there can be the opportunity of a lifetime. And you know, our sector is really struggling at the moment to recover since COVID.
It was
closed for 680 days, let's not forget. We're into the middle of this other cost of living crisis, which is really having a devastating effect. And, you know, even there are shows that are being cancelled and gigs that aren't happening this weekend and the following weekend because Garth Brooks is coming to town. And you know, he's bringing so much. The spotlight is going to be there on our country, as David says, on the documentary, and it'll be everywhere. Mm. But, you know, just at a very local level as well, there are effects. It's having an impact as well on shows being cancelled because people are all going to be in Dublin. People just don't have the money to be going out every weekend, or they're spending all that extra or disposable income they have on going to Dublin this weekend. So, it's a way of recognising the wonderful industry that we do have in this country, and putting it, given that I think it would be a show of incredible sort of respect and admiration to have an Irish support act on in front of them.
Yeah, Anya in Monaghan has texted in and she says, I'm going to Garth and just Garth and no more. Delighted. No preamble, just the main man himself, says Anya in Monaghan. 53106 is the text line number. Tony is on the line as well, because Tony, you actually live in close proximity to Croke Park. What do you make of the idea of the event starting that little bit earlier now at 7:30?
This doesn't really bother us. We've kind of like all prepared for it now at this stage. Like, you know, like I'll be parking up my car from 1 o'clock in the day, and a lot of people will be the same. There's people coming home from work have had to make other arrangements and stuff. Listen, I'm listening to the conversation there, and they're right. There probably should have been some kind of support act on beforehand.
Yeah.
But it's too late to talk about that now. You're talking about 4 days before a concert. They should have been talking about this months ago.
Well, Matt, you don't think it's too late, though. You think there's still time to get somebody on stage?
Yeah, I'm sure it could be organised. Everything's possible.
Yeah.
I'm putting someone on beforehand, say, you know, for a 30-minute, 45-minute period beforehand. Shouldn't really disrupt anything. But again, look, it's just about raising the issue for future, that it would be a great idea that, you know, to recognise the culture that we have in Ireland, to incentivise and encourage to have Irish acts on support acts before international acts.
Yeah, Tony, just the idea that the actual performance, the gig and the event will start at 7:30, like, it hardly makes any odds then to you, does it, if it kicks off at 5:30?
No, it's not that it kicks off at 5:30. It kicks off at 5:30. I mean, there's a lot of other things happening outside beforehand, you know, crowds start coming in earlier, like the guards have to have already decided their cordon and what time that's going up at. That's already been arranged, pre-arranged. So if you kick off something earlier, it means other things have to happen a bit earlier. And people have already made arrangements. They're expecting it and stuff, like, you know. But listen, even if Garth Brooks has given up his time, wouldn't make any difference to us. But like people rambling into Croke Park, I've been in Croke Park when it's been, there's 10,000 people there. It's no atmosphere in it at all. And that going on to maybe 4,000 or 5,000 people just rambling in, that can be just as disheartening, really, like, you know, because you're not really, people are coming for the main act, which is Garth Brooks, like, and they'll all be timing themselves to get in for Garth Brooks.
Are you going yourself, Tony?
No. I'll be honest, I like a lot of his music, but the crowds, I don't like the crowds.
Yeah, you're not, you can hear it anyway from the house.
Oh, but sometimes you can hear it from the house. Depends where the wind's going, you can hear it grand sometimes. Other times it just goes, like, you know, you can't hear anything, you know.
So, yeah, sit out the back in the comfort of your own home, for sure. David, I take it you're probably going at some stage.
Yeah, I'm going this Sunday, and to be honest, I can't wait, you know, and I think there's so many people in Ireland in the music industry whose careers have been in some way affected by Garth Brooks. So I just can't wait to go down there and see the show. And, you know, it's going to be one of those once in a lifetime sort of things. So I really can't wait for it.
Yeah, I'm actually going myself. Not once, but twice. and I never thought I'd say the words, but it's kind of by accident. I'm going on Saturday and on, again on Sunday, because a friend has a ticket. But look, yeah, it'll be interesting. Do you know what? I've never really been a major fan. Yes, there's a couple of the songs I know, but I'm so interested to see what the hype is all about. I'm just really looking forward to just seeing what the fuss is. Like, the amount of people I've met in recent days who are going to Garth Brooks at some stage, and they're all ages, you know, it spans across every demographic, every age group. So I'm just really, really interested to see, just to see what the fuss is. But anyway, look, if you're disappointed there's no support act at Garth Brooks, let us know today, particularly, I suppose, if you're in the industry, if you're like David there. We leave it for the moment, though. Matt McGranahan, David James, and to all the other callers as well, 53106 is the number if you do want to get in contact with us. We might come back to this a little bit later in the show. Still to come, though, imagine your wheelchair damaged after getting off a flight abroad. I'm going to be chatting to one listener who got in touch and is in that position.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Avant Money.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.